بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the televised speech delivered on March 1st, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Mab'ath. Well, today life in the Western civilization is based on greed and avarice. Today, the basis of all Western values is money. Science is at the service of killing people. Science and technology are at the service of killing people. Sometimes one uses money to produce such and such a vaccine and medicine to save a number of people, and sometimes one uses it to build weapons of mass destruction and chemical and atomic weapons, which kill a hundredfold amount of people. This has already happened, and it continues to happen in the world. I can equally mention the plunder of weak countries, extreme moral decadence and chaos, homosexuality, and the like, that one is ashamed even mentioning them. Today, a strange sexual chaos exists in the world. These are things that existed in those days and in the present time. However, in those days, such things were limited in scope, but today, they are very large in scope and are done in a systematic way. For many of these forms of corruption and vices, fake rationalizations have been fabricated.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They have fabricated an intellectual basis and source of support for it, and they present it to humanity. So this modern ignorance is there in the world today. Therefore, if someone refers to today's Western civilization as modern ignorance, as some people have already done, they are right, because it is the same ignorance, but it is showing itself in a modern and modernized way. So what should we do? We should review the lessons of Ba'atha. We should treat today's ignorance in the same way the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated those days' ignorance. This is our responsibility. We should primarily strengthen faith, an important duty for us and for all those who love humanity throughout the world, is to strengthen religious faith and to develop pious and resistant groups all over the globe. People who are religiously motivated, who have faith, who are resistant and who work hard. These groups should be expanded.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. You